right, we're talking with Jason Hudson, the director of Accidental Family, and Justin Jones, one of the two stars. Now, I've noticed you've been here to see me twice.
Yes.
And one of the co-stars of both movies has never come up here.
She will come one of these days. Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. We almost got her here, but she had a hair appointment.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we're getting into the home stretch for Friday night. So, you know, girls got to, you know, she's got appointments is what I was told.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I thought it maybe had something to do with the restraining order she had against
me. It's always personal, Greg. It's always personal.
All right. So tell us about the movie, because I've got I have the synopsis here. If you would like to share that with...
In this hilarious summer romantic comedy, Olivia, a quirky genealogy consultant, finds herself trapped between an attractive businessman, Alex, yeah, that's me, and his family, who have all mistaken her for their long-lost relative.
And that's really the story.
It's a fun-loving, warm-hearted, spirited movie in the vein of those 1990s. Classic rom-coms.
That's right.
Mistaken identity and hilarity ensues.
Oh, totally. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a lot of fun. And that's what we've been telling everybody. It's a fun joyride. You'll laugh. You might even cry, and you're definitely going to feel good at the end.
And we had over 400 extras show up for this movie, so most likely you're going to see somebody you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or in locations you know, the brewery. Hello.
We filmed all over. In fact, one of my favorite locations is River Bluff Brewery. One of the biggest scenes in the movie right there.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the best moments, some of the most hilarious moments in the movie are at River Bluff. Three Wishes Bakery.
Oh.
I think I went into a diabetic coma. I ate so many cupcakes that day. Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite experiences, my dad was an extra, and he's the meatball extra. So what that is he's sitting, you know, quietly eating with this beautiful young lady, my mom, and they're having dinner. And in one of the scenes, a meatball goes flying across the table and hits him in the head. Well, I had the joy of throwing the meatball multiple times until we got the shot right. And trust me, it took a while.
I mean, how many meatballs did your dad take to the head?
It at least was about 20. 20 meatballs to the head.
Possibly 30 meatballs.
I think meatball sauce was kind of rubbing into his skin. He had a slight tan afterwards.
Right, yeah. He looked like George Hamilton.
Oh, of course he did. Well, I appreciate you guys coming out, spending some time with us. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Missouri Theater. It's Accidental Family. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, Greg, this is great.